Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Motivating Monday, Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Had a broadcast a fun show on yesterday afternoon, evening, night, morning for many of my worldwide friends. Big shout out and virtual hugs and kisses. Speaking of my worldwide friends and devoted listeners to Culture Shock Entertainment Report, just giving you a big hug. Let's just virtually hug each other. 3, 2, 1. I just gave myself a big squeeze, a big hug. Big shout out to my friends in the UK, in India, in Turkey, in the islands, all over America, right here in Jacktown. My friends in New York, Minneapolis. Minneapolis has been calling me. Oh, you guys, thanks for all the invites to the great events up there. My friends in Cali, in Texas, in Florida, all over the place, in the Midwest. My friends with Ava, with Nurex, my everybody that I network with in person and online. Just had to do that before going on. We're talking about Father's Day gift ideas, and of course on Monday, this is Motivating Monday. Love to talk motivating and encouraging things regarding living healthier lives. And, of course, hot topics. I'm excited, waiting for, you know, we all, many of my listeners, myself, guests, our devoted sports lovers. If it's football or soccer or cricket or basketball, and those of us that love basketball are those that just love the finals. You know, there are some of us that don't watch a game, but when it's time for the finals, it's on and popping. But this is exciting that this is a repeat game. The Spurs and the Heat kick it off on Thursday. It's going to be definitely exciting. Can't wait to watch Jimmy Kimmel. Also, I love it when he broadcasts those special primetime shows before the games and special events. But let's get it on, of course. So, began with the intro of Prince. My cousin Linda posted, you guys know cousin Linda, she's called into the show many times since the show premiered. Long time Dallas resident, so Jackson native, jet setter. Wonder where she's getting up to in the tune. I know she's getting up somewhere soon. Love her travel tips. But cousin Linda posted on my page an awesome selfie of Prince applying his own makeup, like the early days. And I thought that was so cool. That was, Friends always post awesome pictures of Prince on my wall, but that one definitely wins an award. Because I was watching Prince, footage of Prince at the Brit Awards, he and Third Eye Girl recently, and a selfie was taken on stage as he and Third Eye Girl was prepared to present. And I thought that was pretty awesome, you know, because Prince talked about on Arsenio Hall show and on other, doing other interviews that he doesn't own a cell phone, but he tended to get selfies taken. And I thought that picture was so awesome. I tweeted it out that cousin Linda put on my Facebook page. It's just amazing. He just looks so gorgeous applying his own makeup. I love to apply his makeup. let's see. 36 Father's Day gift ideas from Real Simple. I love Real Simple. And Father's Day, as I talked about yesterday, 2 weeks from yesterday. So we have less than 2 weeks. I have played fathers and father figures in my life, uncles, friends who are fathers, who are good fathers. One time I know when I spoke to my first cousin a long, long time ago. It's not when he's married to his current wife, but he married a couple times after me. And I remember him saying, I'm a good father, but I'm not that good of a husband. You know, I thought that was very unique, and I hear men say that sometimes. But then I hear some that are terrific husbands and terrific fathers. But I think that it's so amazing when guys do recognize that or do say that. Well, you know, I'm a great father, but in the husband department, I could do a little work. But I thought that was amazing when he told me that. He said, I'm a great father. You know, we had a son together that passed away at birth when we were very young and before we had married. But I thought that was very, you know, that was very endearing to me in a way to say that. I'm a good father, but it was not when he was with his current wife, but with the wife that was after me. I believe that, because we don't communicate anything. No problems, anything. We just don't communicate. But I just thought that I hear people say that a lot, the celebrities and non-celebrities. But big shout out to those who are fantastic fathers, and also those who are fantastic boyfriends, and also those that are working on it, because I hear people say that a lot. But years ago when I first heard him say that, I was like, wow, that is amazing. But as a kid growing up with a single mother, I was amazed at the fathers, my friends who had single fathers and who, like mothers, wore both hats. But wore both hats of, you know, providing and taking care of their kids. Those men always really stood out to me. You know, I'm 45, so that was in the 70s and 80s. And I would see dads like that. I'm like, wow, that's amazing, a dad wearing both hats. I'm talking about single fathers who not had their kids on weekends, but kids lived with them. I had awesome friends who were from awesome two-parent homes, and big shout-out to those. But then those single fathers, working fathers, they always stood out to me. Like, wow, that was special. You know, guys, because, you know, I'm working full-time, taking care of the kids, and then being a single father. I wasn't born yesterday. Being a teenager, the fathers had to have dating lives also, right? So I always, big shout-out to those guys that do it all and do it right, you know. So a big shout-out to those when it comes to Father's Day. But those that are struggling, too, trying to, you know, do their best, those who want to see their kids. There's this one actor, Jason Patrick. I loved him in Lost Boys back in the 80s. I've been doing my best to follow his case of trying to see his son. So there's fathers like him also that, you know, want to do right and want to see their kids. And it's just crazy out there. So a big shout-out to fathers that are going through things also and trying their best to do their best. Big shout-out to those dads. But Real Simple has provided 36 Father's Day gift ideas and amazing gift ideas also. My biological dad passed away in 88. And, matter of fact, I was on bed rest. I remember he passed away the day after he called me. I was on bed rest, pregnant. And my mother said, well, your dad called. But he said, and she said, I didn't tell him he was not feeling well and on bed rest. And then the next day, she said he asked about me and said to tell me, you know, you like me. I got along okay with my dad. He was a funny guy, but he was not there financially. But he was whenever I saw him, I always laughed because he was a character. He always reminded me of Sammy Davis Jr. because he was a slim guy. In the younger days, he wore his hair like Sammy Davis Jr. And there's one picture, the only picture I have on my Facebook page of my parents and I together. I'm not young, for five kids. So I would trip to New Orleans, a family trip to New Orleans when I was a hip baby. And there's a picture of my mother and my father. And it's the only picture in my possession of me with my parents because shortly after that, they split up. They split up probably before. I was a hip baby, so they split up maybe a couple months after that. But may he rest in peace this upcoming Father's Day. And today is another day. I'm going to recognize this day because I've been saying this ever since I started the show, but personally, I'll be legally single soon. This is the day I married, said I do, with my sister as my witness. It's just a set of peace on marshland in Dallas, Texas. A few days earlier, the second guy said I do to, and his mother and I, we went and applied for a marriage license. But today was the day in 1997. I lost count after the marriage, as I saw the marriage was over, that we got married. So I just want to recognize that today is my Uncle Mutt's birthday also. And those of you that know of the history of Mega Evers, you know it's an important day also here in Jackson, Mississippi. It's an important day, not only in Mississippi today when it comes to politics, because this is pre-election day, but wherever elections are being held on tomorrow. So remember, it's important to know as much as you can to make comfortable decisions on who to vote for. You know, some of us have our minds made up. Even some of us that have our minds made up, we need to know the facts regarding all candidates that are out there. So this, I'm trying to conclude the show, but hopefully I can talk about a little bit of the elections here. Tomorrow is the first day that in Mississippi that we have to show ID. But I don't want to be going from topic to topic. That's one reason why I'm premiering another show called Image Mechanisms, where we're focusing in depth on the topics of beauty, fashion, design, interior design, photography, really going in depth and profiling and have awesome guests. Because it seems like sometimes try to squeeze too much in episodes, or sometimes not enough. And love to play awesome music, and so with Image Mechanisms, we'll play more ballads and jazz tunes and different genres of music, but like a different like a different array of music also, but so image making label would be primarily a film, and I keep you updated on that. But Real Simple says that creative Father's Day plans, some dads are easy to shop for. Bow tie, baseball tickets, iTunes gift cards. And then there are other dads who require days devoted to thinking of some clever and unexpected Father's Day gift ideas. Need some suggestions? We've come up with 36 fun picks that would show him he's number one. This is an article from last year, but the gifts are still awesome. Father's Day is on June 15th. And there are different things you can get him. And I'm not going to talk about all of them because there are some new things to get him also. But then there's the Rubik's Cube pencil holder. His favorite childhood toy earns a permanent position on his grown-up desk. The colorful cube is the perfect storage spot for pens, pencils, and other office supplies, while the magnetic exterior makes it easy to find paper clips and a flash. And that is at perpetualkid.com. And it's only like $20. So it depends on the budget also that one has. Then, you know, there are like novelty gifts that on this list. And so they're showing like a sardine paperclip holder. It's like a can, and it has 30 fish-shaped clips, which in a refillable tin would keep his endlessly of paperwork in order. That's good for those who fish and those who like sardines, right? Or those who like novelty items like that. I'm a person who has always loved novelty items. And that item can be found at CJWorks.com. Or other fun items, because this is from last year's list, so of course it's been updated because we have so many new awesome products out on the market now. Then there's at Garmin.com, there's the Approach S1 North America. This gadget wakes him up, tracks how far he walks, and measures shots on 18,000 U.S. and Canadian courses. Then, for the person who loves delicious syrup, there's hickories.com. For the guy who likes to unwind the dark and stormy, add this one of a one-of-a-kind freshly juiced ginger syrup to his bar cart. Then those who, there's the microphone speaker, DJ Daddy, can blast his favorite songs wherever he goes. This mini speaker plugs into an iPhone or iPod and can rock on for up to 4 hours long, available in gold or silver. Might be hard to find, though, but check out Spitfire Girl or check out DJ Daddy. It might be hard to find. Then there's tool pins. I like this. Fun. Handyman desk knickknacks are a subtle reminder of his unfinished weekend project. So they're a gift for mom, too. Yeah, because I was looking like, hey, I like this gift idea. One thing about Avon has, like, this awesome toolkit. So women that like to, you know, DIY, do it yourself, you know, or just, like, just do a little maintenance on things. Avon has this awesome, of course, awesome toolkits for guys, but there's this awesome pink toolkit. And guys who like pink, too, you know, an awesome pink toolkit that is so awesome at Avon. And remember, Avon has an array of awesome gifts for fathers. But, of course, I'll talk more about that on Thursday when I'm talking about Avon, what's up with Avon. But the tool pins are very awesome. Handyman desk knickknacks are subtle reminder of his unfinished weekend project. So they're a gift for mom, too. And they're only $5 each at needleshop.com. So I'm checking out needleshop.com to see what else they have. They have a lot of fun items at needleshop.com. So that might be a website that you definitely all would like to check out. So thank you for tuning in. Go take a music break right quick. love it. Love it, love it, love it. I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. Okie Riki. Also, I'm on Facebook talking to my cousin Linda. She's talking about she should be happy when I am really, really there. You know, really, really there. We got to get cousin Linda back on the show to talk about travel tips and other things. I'm talking to my cousin Linda, so please excuse me. I'm telling her I just mentioned you, Jet Setter, on my show, plus the Prince Duffy. You shared. So thank you so much for tuning in. So I had to tell her that, like, hey, I shared that safe that selfie of Prince with others.
Not easy at all. Dread Deals. Worldwide. How we bring it. Like this, man. This, man. Say Chris, man. Always, whenever we miss, man. Just awake, you better thank God for your goodness sake. Cause him make we rise, him make we fall. Man, them a dead, the baby them a cry round the world. All round the world, say life is like what a little pearl. Say one by itself, it shines so bright. You put them all together, man, it's alright. That's why you better live, that's why you better give. You better stay strong, man, stay positive. You better be alert.
You feel
morning, you feel fine. In a day morning, in a day morning time, the sunshine, you feel fine.
Love that. Nijashi, feeling fine, motivating songs. I know you guys want to say we're go ahead and add those new songs. I told you guys I freaked out yesterday when I didn't know what had happened, but my information for my Blog Talk Radio profile was going to my spam, and I had the worst technical problem of logging into my profile, and I was like, oh, my God. What is happening? You know, I was like, I hope I haven't been dropped, you know, like Arsenio Hall shows. I'm still, I mean, favorite shows get dropped a lot. And I had not been watching it as much as I should have been watching it, but I love watching it every time I watch it. Like I said before, Arsenio, he has an awesome track record for having A-list guests and then guests like guests, where have you been? You know, where have you been type guests. Our guests that you normally don't see on other shows. And I thought it was so awesome. Just like Prince contacted George Lopez, he contacted Arsenio. And Arsenio go way back, you know. And he was like, I want an hour. I want to come bring 100 musicians and do my thing. And it was so awesome that Prince not only, the whole show was the Prince Hour. Now, see that show. You need to go to Prince, go to Third Eye Girl YouTube channel. And it's there, the entire episode. I mean, that was just an awesome, awesome night. And then Tracy Edmonds, and the night before, or a couple of nights before he announced Prince was going to be on the show, I was awakened from my slumber to see the awesome Tracy Edmonds and Deion Sanders on. I mean, when do you see on a late night talk show together, having fun and laughing and just talking and enjoying themselves? I mean, you very seldom see power couples together on talk shows. And Tracy Edmonds and Deion Sanders, I mean, that was just awesome to see those two on a talk show together, talking openly and fun, you know. So that was very cool, you know, not saying no comment, you know, because we usually see power couples if they're together or not. In an interview saying, well, you know, no comment or whatever, but they were just open and honest, and I think I woke up, they were playing some type of dating game. So how much one knew the other, who knew the other best, so that would be definitely missed. But you know what, I said this to Mom, I said this on the show yesterday, Ryan Seacrest and Arsenio, Ryan Seacrest should co-executive or executive produce a show. They should team up, Arsenio Hall and Ryan Seacrest, and either do a network or a cable network show. And I think that would really do good. Wouldn't you like to see that? Ryan Seacrest and Arsenio Hall are working on a project together. If I saw that, I'm like, what? Arsenio Hall and Ryan Seacrest working on a project together? That I would freak. Just think about that. That would be amazing. Because I believe Arsenio was like, uh-oh, I can't stop now. Sure enough, the show might be canceled, but I'm back in this, baby. I'm sure that's what Arsenio is saying. He's not going to crawl up on a rock or just make a guest appearance somewhere. He's back, and he wants to stay back. So that's just my suggestion. So let's not be surprised. I should tweet that idea to Ryan, but I did tweet that out. He's probably seen it. So I don't know, but I'm going to tweet it directly to both of them. Then you guys should team up, because I think that would be so awesome. And you know, Prince announced European dates before his big performance in New Orleans for the Essence Festival, too, speaking of Prince. So I know my friends in the UK have been having a blast going to shows, party me and Perry Gorton. He definitely had fun back on, like, May the 19th. When I was flying back to Jackson from Dallas from the Small Business Expo, Prince was rocking it, and my friend Perry had so much fun, and he shared so many awesome pictures of the Royal Badness dude from Minneapolis. And I thank you, too, Perry, and happy belated birthday. He had a birthday also, so that was an early birthday present of his by going to the Prince concert. So Prince will be the girls. I will be touring, Third Eye Girl will be touring, and then coming to back to America, to New Orleans. You know, his parents are from Louisiana, doing the gig at the Essence Festival. It'll be the second time for Prince doing the Essence Festival. So, should be good. Yeah, yes, it should. I don't want to just keep going and going, but there's more to talk about, but I get so excited regarding certain topics, and there's been a lot going on. Oh, today, I mentioned Election Day being tomorrow. Today, there is a pre-Election Day rally. Thad from Mississippi. Thad Cocker, Mississippi Senator, will host a pre-Election Day rally on Monday, that's today, June 2nd, in Jackson. At 1, the event will be held at the Mississippi Ag and Forestry Museum. I look like I might be going. It depends on if the weather is like kind of it's weird today. So it's sunny, then it's cloudy and stormy. That's what we've been dealing with. Yesterday was the first day of hurricane season. So I might be attending this event. At first, I didn't know what time it was going to be. So I found out 1 o'clock because I first found out about it when our ABC affiliate 16 WAPT News announced it last week, midweek, and didn't quite know what time, but I know it's 1 o'clock p.m. The event will be held at the Mississippi Ag and Forestry Museum. Forestry Auditorium is open to the public. Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant, Lieutenant Governor Tate Reeves, Congressman Greg Harper, and other conservative leaders from across the state will join Thad as he asks voters for their support on Election Day. Again, it starts at 1, and that's the Mississippi Agriculture and Forestry Museum, Forestry Auditorium, 1115 Lincoln Drive. And you can tweet him at Facebook and on Twitter, that's Mississippi. Mail address is Citizens for Cochran, 1755 Lilia Drive, Suite 302, Jackson, Mississippi, 39216. I'm tweeting it out and Googling it out. I'm invited to be a part of a Google Hangout also with Miss USA. So that should be fun. And so thanks for that invite. So if I'm not, if I don't go to the rally, I'll definitely be participating in this Google event from my friends in Louisiana. Also, Bayou Buzz. So it should be very interesting if I don't go to the rally, but I hope to go to the rally. It should be fun. The governor and just everybody's going to pretty much be there. Haley Barber might show up, our former governor of the state of Mississippi, but it's all about showing support. Chris McDaniel, and then there's the Democrat primary that's going on, too. So it's been a lot going on. I shared yesterday in the national news that tomorrow is the first day that we show ID, voter ID, when we go to the polls to vote. Now, it's almost time to conclude the show. And I wanted to talk about there's been a list of the fittest states. And I think Washington, D.C. is like in first place. So next Monday, I will definitely touch base and talk about that more. So here's Third Eye Girl, Mr. Fuck, in its entirety. Again, thank you for sending me music. I'm adding to my playlist. I'm adding also to my new show playlist also, getting it all prepared and organized to be properly premiered like Cluster Shock Entertainment Reports was premiered a few years ago. Love it. Sounds so good. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Again, the hangout with Miss USA Erin Brady will be at 12 p.m. Central Standard Time, and it's called A Deep Conversation with Miss USA Erin Brady today at 12 Central, 10 a.m. Pacific Time. So my friends on the West Coast, it'll be 10 a.m. Pacific Time. But thank you to my friend Steven Blodowski in Louisiana with the Bayou Buzz. Thank you so much for the invite. Y'all be sending awesome invites. So if I don't go to the rally, I'm definitely will do my best to hang out and chat with Miss USA. I think that's so awesome. And also, looking on Facebook this morning, the Old Capitol Museum has gotten high praise, high remarks from TripAdvisor. And on their Facebook page, it states, if you needed another reason to visit the Old Capitol Museum, got a certificate of excellence from TripAdvisor, signifying that it has constantly earned outstanding feedback from TripAdvisor travelers. So they do pay attention to our reviews that we write, those of us that share our thoughts regarding restaurants, hotels, museums, and other locations that we visit. So big shout-out to Old Capitol Museum. I tell you guys, Jackson is a great city. Mississippi is a great city, especially if you're a history buff. Progressively growing, but especially if you're a history buff or you want to learn more about history, Mississippi is a go-to place. Even those of us here, we need to go on more staycations and appreciate, you know, because I love museums. I love going to historical sites, but I am behind. I need to revisit and visit many of our own sites. And I know I'm not the only one alone. I don't want to get to that. Those of you around the world, there are places in your communities, in your cities, in your villages that you know, to take time to visit and appreciate. Those days that you're like, we're bored, I'm bored, you know, like, hey, wait a second, let's go to the zoo, let's go to the museum, or let's go sightseeing. You know, we learn so much, don't we? Even in our own backyards, you know, sometimes we don't have to travel miles away. So right here, Old Capitol Museum, you know. So but if you're coming to Jackson, or if you're right here in Mississippi in Jackson, put it on one of your lists, it's one of your must-see lists. And one thing I like about museums' admission usually free or very low cost effective. Sometimes, you know, a lot of times I know here there's like brown bag, you know, lunches or a series, speaker series going on like weekly at the old Capitol Museum and other museums. So there's always something to do for family and those adults of us that know, hey, I should do something interesting, something fun, something to enlighten me. you know, it's important. But I won't just keep rambling on. It's time to conclude the show. Healthy living. Again, like I shared when I joined the President's Challenge org website, and also I received emails over the weekend from the First Lady's Let's Move org. But last week, you know, she was making a big point, important point regarding lunches. And I stated, I shared the article on my Facebook and Twitter and so on, but on Facebook I stated that I didn't get free lunch. But if you get free lunch or not, have to pay. I say this because I see my friends with kids and grandkids talk about, you know, the cost of lunches are nowadays and how kids sometimes have to pack lunches and maybe eat at school too because of the cost and all, private or public, you know. I say public because I grew up in public schools, but a lot of my friends also grew up in private. A lot of my friends have kids in private schools. But we're talking about public school, and what the First Lady is advocating is healthier lunches for kids And also, you know, it's not just the kids, the adults on staff have to eat those same lunches. And so this is me talking. It's important for everybody exposed to our public schools to be able to eat healthy lunches. If it's kids getting free lunches or those that are not our adults paying for their lunches at the school, faculty have to eat healthy. Visitors to the school have to eat healthy when they're there. So I definitely support the First Lady on advocating that, because I love breakfast and lunchtime when I was in public schools. And so it's important, you know, if you don't want the kids to eat junk food, then they got to have delicious, healthy meals to eat, right? It's one thing that I'm going to shut up. I wrote an awesome, speaking of trip advice, I wrote an awesome review at Trip regarding extended stay America. Economically cost, pet friendly. I didn't have my pets with me though. But one thing I like about a grab and go, a healthy grab and go breakfast is provided, and it included fruits and vegetables, not fruits and vegetables, but fruits, apples, oranges, bananas, oatmeal, chocolate, hot cocoa, chocolate. Coffee, the variety of oatmeal. It was a healthy grab-and-go, not a fattening, sugary grab-and-go type of breakfast, but a healthy grab-and-go. And extended stay America's teamed up with Sonny Anderson, also the chef. So she has like this array, like a contest going on and things like that. So I'm just praising them. It seemed like that company trains their people to regarding the happy culture. And I wanted to go in depth about what I learned at the Small Business Expo. And I wanted to go into talking about the seminar that I had attended at the Small Business Expo, where having a very happy work culture is very important. They keep putting those fires out, you know, not literal fires, but those little fires that rise up in work culture on the job. And so I wanted to talk about that. But one example that presenters use was the company Zappos and Life is Good, that those companies have happy cultures. And I'm a devoted customer of T-Mobile. I think T-Mobile is a company like that also. But definitely I believe it's in the days of training is all about providing a happy culture, because it was very cool and very nice. But I won't go on and on, and it seems like it's almost time to conclude the show. But I just wanted to talk regarding a healthy lifestyle, how important it is for all of us. If we're maintaining a weight, if we're losing weight, or if we're gaining weight, it's important for us to kids, grown-ups, and all pets. There's been a lot of news about how our pets are, you know, they look like us. you would think they were humans. You know, I'm just saying. And when I say us, they could be healthy pets or need to gain weight or need to lose weight pets, but, you know, they need to have healthy menus also. You know, I'm just thinking about different images of pets that I've seen. Wow. But it's important for the entire family to be able to eat properly. And you guys, I have been seeing some amazing stuff. I've been sharing some amazing discount shopping articles and YouTube videos and coupon discounting. Ever since the show began, shows regarding discount shopping, coupon shopping, cleaning have always been popular. So we're going to talk more about discount shopping, haggling. You guys know I love retail and direct sales and the retail industry and sales and marketing. And I work as a mystery shopper also. I need to get my assignments lined up. But I haven't been on as many assignments as I would like. And recently I have been scammed. So if you're a mystery shopper like I am, or thinking like, getting into mystery shopping, be careful, because there are a lot of legitimate companies and Better Business Bureau pretty much lets you know who's right and who's not. And if you run into anything, it's good to let authorities know also. But I was recently, like, scammed for a counterfeit check, and that hurt me. So that can hurt a person's reputation. I'm the victim here, you know. So it's important to really know what's going on and be with me. And I consider myself being a part of legitimate companies and mystery shopping companies, but this one got me, and still kind of working out the kinks on that situation. But that hurts, too, because when you are an honest person and mystery shopping is you can make or break a person. And so it's important to share good reviews, you know. So I don't know. That's very sad and hurtful that people will get into any businesses in different industries in a fraudulent manner. But it's pretty cool because I know working in retail and sales and management throughout the years, I always had in the back of my head. You always treat all your customers professionally and kindly, and help them. But then I always would think, who's a mystery shopper? And sometimes, you know, you never know, but you find out. Hey, you got a good report, because I received a lot of good reports throughout my life working in sales and management of good reports from mystery shoppers. And I remember when managers used to say, we're sending mystery, you never know, we're sending mystery shoppers to out in the stores, so you never know who you're helping. But I'm the kind of person, I treat everybody of respect and kindness and try to solve their problems, finding items that they need to find. That's why when a marker transitioned to Avon, I'm just a top seller up until my mom and I and family members got sick with the bad cold and flu back right before Christmas season. So getting back on track, because it's all about providing customer service and good products, right? I'm talking about with Avon, because when we transitioned, I was getting all types of recognition regarding my sales, and I think it's been a top earner, and to encourage those that I recruit to be successful and spend as least money as they can in building their business and networking with others. And either it's in the industry, because there are mystery shoppers in different industries. That's what I'm trying to say. So regardless of your profession, you never know. And that can make or break you getting a raise. That can make or break you your location getting bonuses. So reputable companies hire mystery shoppers for a reason. You know, to confirm that they have of what needs to be done or what needs to not be done, or what employees should be let go or what employees should be promoted. It plays a part in the decision making. But back to what I was saying, discount shopping show topics are coming back real soon. And I've been sharing stuff. I've been amazed at how people can literally get grocery for zero. I'm a good discount shopper, but I'm really not a coupon shopper, unless there's something in particular, you know, or a restaurant or an item that I want for a certain store. But literally getting a binder and putting the coupons in it and going into a store, I literally getting items for, and when the total comes up, negative this, negative that, I haven't gotten into that yet. And a few months ago, I watched the stream Keep On, that show. I watch enough reality shows, and I was just amazed at what people can get by using coupons properly. You know, I'm awesome at discount shopping. I'm often at haggling. But that coupon shopping, that's serious business. And that is important when you're budgeting your money and budgeting your bills. That's real important. But, you know, some people might say, well, it's time-consuming. But time is money, right? And as I was watching a coupon discount video the other day, I think it was the Coupon Moms or something like that, and they're like, you look at coupons as if they're money. The coupons are money. And that is so true. So I know. I need to get some of these coupon shopping gurus definitely on the show to talk about the art of coupon shopping, because it is just amazing. But to conclude, we'll be sharing more Father's Day gift ideas up until Father's Day, and we have 4th of July coming up and other holidays also. My birthday's coming up in August. But again, thank you for your support. There are many more hot topics to talk about. Tomorrow is Super Tuesday in a lot of places. And sending love out to fellow voters and those that are voting and those that are not, and all politicians also, and those who volunteer throughout the political lines and parties. Because, you know, we all come together on this day, do we not? On Election Day, it's an important day. But thank you, and God bless. And we'll be broadcasting tomorrow morning. And thank you. And I'll do my best to share. I will share more of what I learned at the Small Business Expo. And you be sure to register to attend or exhibit or sponsor or present at the Small Business Expo when it comes near you. Okay? Because I learned a lot. I met a lot of fellow entrepreneurs, small business owners, met a lot of millionaires, probably billionaires also. Bill Walsh and Power Team International is just awesome. I mean, before I could even get in the expo, the effective networking was on and popping. So I'm going to be following. I have been following up with people that I've met, people that I knew before then, people I've met through the expo. It's just amazing. It's all about effectively networking via social media, via in person. You know, just meeting a person and never being in contact with them. Hey, what was the purpose of even going? It's all about the follow-up. It's all about effectively networking with others. Not being a pest, but effectively networking with others. Then that goes, that snowballs into networking with others. Because then I introduce you to more of my friends and peers and colleagues, and you introduce me to more of yours, and we come together on more projects and support each other on projects. I'm just amazed at what was discussed briefly as I effectively network at the expo. So I'm looking forward to collabing and networking more with people that I met, as those interested in Avon or other business projects that I'm working on. They're promoting my podcast here on Blog Talk Radio. I even received an invite to come to the Small Business Expo in L.A. In November, either to present a workshop, to exhibit, or to be a sponsor. And I'm like, they're like, you would be a great fit. I got this email while I'm at the Dallas Expo. I just seen it yesterday as I was reviewing emails, important emails that I might have missed. So I'm like, I mean, it would be good just to attend. I hadn't even thought about that. I'm always telling you guys to attend the expos in your area. And then, lo and behold, while I'm at the expo, I received an email saying that Culture Shock Entertainment would be a perfect fit at the Small Business Expo in L.A. in November. So I'm like, you know, the things was really popping while I was in Dallas. I love Dallas. I love Jacksonville, Mississippi, but when it comes to business, man, I just love Dallas. The Jackson metropolitan area is growing professionally, business-wise also, so that's why I'm going to be a busy back-and-forth sister. But I can't wait to I guess I won't be talking much until I see, but don't be surprised if I'm at the Business Expo, Small Business Expo in L.A. in November. That would be a blessing, a blessing to be there. But just updating you on things, I guess that will go in the Hot Topics category. But we'll be airing tomorrow. I will share with you the candidates, Democrat and Republican, who are running and independent, who are, to my best. But definitely when it comes to that Senate race that's been on the news, national news, I'm definitely going to share that with you. If I go to the rally today, I will definitely be talking about that tomorrow morning also. But thank you for your love and support and any show ideas or you're interested in being a guest, chatting with me, talk with me, let me know, okay? Thank you, and God bless, and of course, thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Thank you.